29th session of Mantra Yoga.
26th session of Mantra Yoga. Today I'll discuss about the use and effects of Mantra Yoga in treating stress and anxiety. But first, please make use of the following guidelines to optimize your receptivity and derive maximum benefit from this session. Dedicate the next 50 to 55 minutes exclusively for this purpose. If you have children or pets who might interrupt you, please ensure that they are taken care of for the duration of this session. Please turn off your cell phone and avoid texting or checking it during the session. Please sit with your hands on your knees, palms open, facing upwards, with your spine comfortably erect, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax into this exhalation. Take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, relax even more into this exhalation. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, relax completely into this one. Now please put your hands together in prayer and close your eyes and repeat after me. Swasti astu vishvasya kala prasiddhatam dayayantu bhutani shivam mito dhya manascha bhadram bhajatat adokshaje avishyatam nomati apihaituki. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Mantra yoga, meditation, mantra meditation, and mindfulness are buzzwords for good reason. Yogis have been practicing dhyana yoga or meditation for millennia. Nowadays, many people are interested in yoga, but most don't really understand what yoga really is. In its original sense, the word yoga means connection with the divine. According to Vedic literature, such connection is the ultimate goal of life. Actually, the whole material creation exists with the purpose of allowing the soul to learn their lessons and advance in the spiritual path. Yoga is not just a particular process, but a multitude of different processes that leads to this ultimate goal. There are different forms of yoga like Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and so on. These different processes of yoga are explained in the Bhagavad Gita, which gives us a ladder explaining the difference between the different processes and the hierarchical relationship between them, and most important, the path we need to follow in order to attain spiritual perfection. Mantras are unique mystical formulas of sacred syllables, which were originally revealed to the sages in the deepest state of meditation. They are usually composed in Sanskrit verses. They are one of the earliest components of yoga and the first type of meditation that was developed. The root man in the word mantra comes from the first syllable of that word, meaning to think, and tra from trai, meaning to protect or free from the bondage of samsara or the phenomenal world. By the combination of man and tra comes mantra. A mantra is divinity encased within a sound structure. It is divine power or daivi shakti manifesting in a sound body. The mantra is itself devata, or the presiding deity. The sacred mantra, or the divine name, is a vital symbol of the supreme divinity, directly revealed in the innermost depths of divine immanent to the sages of self-realization in the Vedic and Upanishadic times. These symbols are in the nature of unfailing keys to gain access into the transcendental realms of absolute experience. Mantra yoga is an exact science. A mantra in the Hindu religion has the following six parts. It has got a rishi, a man of self-realization, to whom it was revealed for the first time and who gave this mantra to the world. He is the drashta, or the seer for this mantra. Like sage Vishwamitra is the rishi for Gayatri. Secondly, the mantra has a meter, chandas, which governs the inflection of the voice. Thirdly, mantra has a particular devata, or the supernatural being, higher or lower, as its informing power. This devata is the presiding deity of the mantra. Fourthly, the mantra has got a bija, or seed. The seed is a significant word, or series of words, which gives a specific power to the mantra. The bija is essence of the mantra. Fifthly, every mantra has got a shakti. The shakti is the energy of the form of the mantra, that is, of the vibration form set up by its sound. These carry the man to the devata, that is worship, or the divine personality, that is worship. Lastly, the mantra has a kilaka, or the pillar or pin. This plugs the mantra consciousness that's hidden in the mantra. As soon as the plug is removed by constant and prolonged repetition of the name, the consciousness that is hidden is revealed. The devotee gets darshan of the Ishta Devata. Sounds are vibrations. They give rise to definite forms. Each sound produces a form in the indivisible world, and the combinations of sound create complicated shapes. The repetition of a mantra has a mysterious power of bringing about the manifestations of the divinity, just as the splitting of an atom manifests the tremendous force latent in it. When a particular mantra appropriated to a particular deity is properly recited, the vibrations so set up create in the higher plane a special form which that deity ensouls for the time being. The repetition of the mantra Om Namo Shivaya produces the form of Lord Shiva. The repetition of Om Namo Narayan, the Ashtakas mantra of Vishnu, produces the form of Vishnu. The name of God, chanted correctly or incorrectly, knowingly or unknowingly, carefully, is sure to give the desired result. Just as a burning quality is natural to and inherent in fire, so also the power of destroying sins with their very root and branch and bringing the aspirant into blissful union with the Lord through Bhava Samadhi is natural to and inherited in the name of God. The glory of the name of God cannot be established through reasoning and intellect. It can be experienced or realized only through devotion, faith, and constant repetition of the name. There is a shakti or power in every word. If you utter the word excretion or urine when your friend is taking his meals, he may at once vomit his food. If you think of garam pakoda or hot pakoda, fried delicacies, your tongue will get libation.
When anyone suddenly shouts, "Scorpion, scorpion, snake, snake," you at once apprehend the scorpion or the snake as jump in fright. When anyone calls you a donkey or an ass, you are annoyed and you show anger. If anyone says you are a nice person, you smile. When such is the power of the names of the ordinary things of this world, what tremendous power should there be in the name of God? God is the completion of all the fullness of existence. Hence the name which denotes Him too is full and perfect. Therefore the power of the name of God is incalculable. For it is the height of the zenith of power. The name of God can achieve anything. There is nothing impossible for it. It is the means to the realization of God Himself. Even as the name of a thing in this world generates the consciousness of that thing in the mind, the name of God generates God consciousness in the purified mind and becomes the direct cause of realization of the highest perfection or realization of God. The mental repetition is very powerful. It is termed Mansik Japa. The verbal or loud repetition is called Vaikari Japa. The loud Japa shuts out all worldly sounds. There is no break of Japa here. Repetition in a whisper or humming is termed Upamsu Japa. Even mechanical repetition of Japa without any bhava has a great purifying effect on the heart or the mind. The feeling will come later on when the process of mental purification goes on. Chanting is used as a spiritual tool in virtually every cultural and religious tradition. In the yogic tradition, a mantra is a Sanskrit word that has specific or special powers to transform mind, body and spirit. A mantra is a word or a series of words chanted aloud or silently to cultivate concentration, mindfulness and self-awareness. Yogis also chant mantras to invoke specific energies and states of being, such as love, compassion, peace and joy, and wisdom. Mantra meditation also has the power to change our brain chemistry and create new neural pathways to promote inner peace and equanimity. A mantra has three components: intention, meaning and vibration or sacred sound. Intention is the why of your practice. It's the reason, goal and purpose. Meaning is the what of your practice, the definition and meaning of your personal mantra. Sacred sound is how of your practice, your connection to the vibration, sound and life force energy that your practice cultivates. Mantra yoga is a type of yoga that uses mantras to awaken the self and deepen the meditative aspect of a physical yoga practice. Mantra yoga is an exact science that is meant to engage the mind through focusing on the sound, duration and number of repetitions. Repetition of the mantras is a means to get closer to the divinity within, and it creates positive vibrations that benefits both the one who chants and the one who hears. Mantra yoga is also referred to as Japa yoga. Japa is a Sanskrit word for the act of repeating mantras. Depression continues to be a major health issue in modern times. It affects about 20% of adults 65 and over. And regular depression can lead to higher risk of heart disease and death from illness. It also affects people in people's daily life by making them more socially isolated and affecting cognitive functions, especially memory.
A common technique in cognitive behavior therapy is thought stopping, in which a person says stop. To stop worrying thought subsequent to the upsetting, the troubling idea. The client is prescribed to ponder something that rivals the upsetting idea. However, it can be difficult to ignore one's thoughts. In this thought stopping process, which is similar to aversion relief theory, in that it simultaneously reduces an undesirable target behavior and increases an alternative target behavior, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can be an effective positive replacement thought. For instance, individuals who find it difficult to control depressing thoughts like "I am useless" can train themselves to replace these thoughts with images of the syllables of the Maha Mantra. According to the Vedic Guna theory, an alternative target behavior that boosts sattvic qualities like contentment and peace replaces the undesirable target behavior which causes depression. Techniques like diversion of attention and emotive imagery are included in treatment packages in many areas of behavior theory, such as medical applications. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, can be used in conjunction with these techniques to combat anxiety and other negative emotional responses. The Maha Mantra as a contending reaction may be utilized in treating conditions, for example, spasm problems and constant torment, as well as adapting excruciating operations. Japa chanting is the private recitation of a mantra on beads, and the beads are known as japa beads. Additionally, chanting with beads stimulates the sense of touch. As per the Bhagavad Gita, the faculties are based on the sight, and in this manner, the more details that are participated in a movement, the simpler it is for the brain to zero in on that action. The tongue and the sense of sound are used to chant the Maha Mantra, and the touch is also used when using japa beads. This makes it easier to focus on the sattvic vibration and makes the mantra work better. This concept could be put into practice by assisting clients in quitting smoking. Chanting Hare Krishna on japa beads and smoking both require the use of the mouth and the fingers. When a person chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, they may experience a higher taste that allows them to give up less satisfying forms of pleasure, because they are using the sense of and the organs. Meditation and mantra chanting have consistently been linked to lower levels of stress and anxiety, as well as increased capacity for sound sleep. Consistency with these meditations is emphatically related with mental well-being. These practices likewise work on the psychological results. Japa and Kirtan are two forms of mantra meditation. Japa is a private, quiet meditation in which one chants with prayer beads. Kirtan, on the other hand, is a joyful call and response form of congregational meditation on the same sound vibration that uses pulsating musical instruments. There are many different mantras, but the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra stands out as a particularly effective method of salvation for our time. The 16 words of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra are especially meant for counteracting the sins of the present age Kali. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Sodakam Nam Nam Kali Kalam Nasanam. Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only way to protect oneself from modern contamination. The chanting of Hare Krishna is the most sublime form of religion for this age. Even after reading all of the Vedic literature, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is composed of three words, Hare, Krishna and Ram. It's from Kali Santaran Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, called Mahamantra. The Mahamantra Gaulekera Prema Dhana Hari Nam Sankirtan, meaning it originates in the spiritual realm. Since the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted from a spiritual platform, its sound vibration transcends the sensual, mental and intellectual levels of consciousness. Therefore, chanting this Mahamantra does not necessitate mental speculation or intellectual adjustment, nor does it require an understanding of the mantra's language, because it is automatic from the spiritual platform. Anyone can participate in the chanting without requiring any prior training. Naturally, one is not expected to engage in offenses based on his spiritual understanding in a higher stage. Acharya Srila Prabhupada, founder of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. As our knowledge of downsides of drug increases, more and more people are becoming interested in non-drug alternatives to treat anxiety. Stress and anxiety are major triggers of depression, and meditation can alter your reaction to those feelings. Meditation can train the brain to achieve sustained focus and to return to that focus when negative thinking, emotions and physical sensations intrude, which happens a lot when you feel stressed and anxious. Meditation has been found to change certain brain regions that are specifically linked with depression. For instance, scientists have shown that the medial prefrontal cortex becomes hyperactive in depressed people. The MPFC is often called the me center, because this is where you process information about yourself, such as worrying about the future and ruminating about the past. When people get stressed about life, the me center goes into overdrive. Another brain region associated with depression is the amygdala, or the fear center. This is the part of the brain responsible for the fight or flight response, which triggers the adrenal glands to release the stress hormone cortisol in response to fear and perceived danger. These two brain regions work off each other to cause depression. The me center gets worked up reacting to stress and anxiety, and the fear center response leads to a spike in cortisol levels to fight a danger. That's only in your mind. Research has found that meditation helps break the connection between these two brain regions. When you meditate, you are better able to ignore the negative sensations of stress and anxiety, which explains in part why stress levels falls when you meditate, says Dr. Denninger. Another way meditation helps the brain is by protecting the hippocampus, a brain area involved in memory. One study discovered that people who meditated for 30 minutes a day for 8 weeks increased the volume of gray matter in their hippocampus. And other research has shown that people who suffer from recurrent depression tend to have a smaller hippocampus. The aim of meditation is not to push aside stress or block out negative thinking, but rather to notice those thoughts and feelings all the while understanding that you don't have to act on them. This could be as simple as closing your eyes and repeating a single phrase or word or counting breath. This helps provide some distance from those negative thoughts or stressful feelings, allowing you to recognize that although they affect you, they are not you. Meditation also can help prepare the brain for stressful situations. For example, meditating for a few moments before a doctor's appointment or social situation can help shift the brain and body out of the stress response and into a state of relative calm. Just as with following a proper diet and exercise, it takes time to feel results from regular meditation. But with practice, meditation can help many people control how they react to the stress and anxiety that often leads to depression. Meditation has been practiced for thousands of years and it continues to grow in popularity. This mindful practice can help and aid anxiety and depression, chronic pain, cancer, bowel disease, and high blood pressure, insomnia, addiction, and so much more. Learning how to elicit the relaxation response is the key to meditating effectively. It's straightforward and it becomes easier with time and repetition, even if you have struggled to calm your mind during past meditations. Don't expect to jump into a full-length session the first time you try meditation. It takes time to learn how to still your mind for extended periods of time. Start with just 2 or 3 minutes. Gradually increase the amount of time you meditate as you become acclimated to the practice. Here is a guide to help you get started. Choose a time. If you are most focused in the morning, meditate when you first wake up. If you find that you need to relax before bed, carve out a few minutes to still your mind at the end of your bedtime routine. You might also take meditation breaks at work or take a practice onto the end of your yoga session. Create the ideal meditation space. Choose a space with few distractions. Your bedroom, a sun porch, or a quiet den might be good options. The space should be calming with gentle lighting and comfortable temperature. Place pillows or other accessories such as beads or candles that you'll need for your practice within reach. It's a good idea to have a standalone timer or your smartphone nearby so you don't have to constantly watch the clock. Sit up straight. Sitting tends to provide the optimal combination of focus and relaxation. You can sit on a cushion or a mat or a blanket on the floor if it's comfortable for you. Some people place a block under their buttocks to support them. If it is too uncomfortable for you to sit on the floor or you have a hard time getting up, sit on a chair. Press your back flat against the back of the chair and place your feet flat on the floor to keep your spine properly aligned. Place your hands on your knees with your palms up or down. Practice when it is practical. For some people, morning is most convenient. Others prefer to meditate at the end of the day. Stick with it. Once you have found your ideal time of the day to meditate, make it a habit. Remember, it is a process. You are not going to emerge from your first session a changed human being. Give it time and you will gradually see improvements. Take your practice with you. Meditate wherever you can find a few quiet moments alone, in your bedroom, at work, or while you are on a walk in the park. Be prepared to be uncomfortable. Stilling your thoughts is harder than it sounds. It could be a while for you to feel comfortable in the practice. Don't fight the feeling. Relax into the practice. Let your thoughts drift away. ease into your brain. Even if you feel a little bit uncomfortable, try to give in to the feeling and not push back against it. Be kind to yourself. If you don't get the hang of meditation right away, forgive yourself and try again. You will eventually get it. Check in with yourself. After each session, pause for a moment and take stock of how you are feeling. Have you let go of any tension or anxiety you are carrying? If not, do you need to relax for a few minutes more? The American Hindu priest Thomas Ashley Pennant suggests that mantras have the power to replace unhealthy patterns with positive ones by promoting patience and giving one the ability to see a situation more clearly. No form of speech is more virtuous than a mantra. Devotional prayer and sacred seed silvers. The word and silvers themselves may carry divine. They can also be very effective in healing illness and emotions, strengthening your body's vitality, or minimizing thoughts in confusion. Because the regular chanting of mantras can bring about all the benefits described here, it is thought to be a preventive measure against inappropriate thoughts lodging themselves in the mind. Moreover, the desire to connect with the divine or the deities lies at the heart of the mantra chanting. Buddhist teacher Dekse Thupko Rinpoche refers to mantra as an act of respectful address and a request for protection to the deities for whom the mantras are being chanted. The act of chanting can bring one back to a place of pure mind and contact with the divine. Recitation of the mantra is a means to and catalyst for the inner feeling of the mantra and inner sound and vibration. Does more than simply help the reciters get in touch with their deepest selves. Vedic scriptures say that mantra is essentially a sound symbol of the particular divinity such as Krishna, Rama or Buddha. The positive effects of mantras can only be realized by those who open their hearts to the mantra and who believe in the deities they are accessing through the act of chanting. But because such openness and faith cannot be seen, touched or rationalized, the effects of these practices cannot be fully realized or judged from an outside or objective perspective. Historically, the word mantra has often been translated inappropriately as magic words or even spell. To this day, the chanting of mantras is commonly written off as superstition and witchcraft by non-participants. It will take time. If you chant sincerely, if you meditate sincerely, millions of people are benefiting from meditation. Oh, you will definitely get the results, get the positive results, provided you practice sincerely and give yourself some time. So let's do some chanting now. Please remember, this is not about preaching yoga or meditation to you. This is not a philosophy either, nor is the teaching. This is a method. This is a technology. This is something that you need to participate in by doing it and learn to use it. This is a very practical process of self-transformation. This is an experimental process. This is not something that you just listen, but you need to do it. Remember, this is something that you experience and make it a part of yourself. So there are a few things that are necessary for you to make use of this program. Please sit with your spine comfortably erect. You may use a chair. Use a comfortable backrest but no headrest. Place your hands upon your thighs, facing upwards, loosely placed. Close your eyes. Sit comfortably. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax into it. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, relax even more into it. Take one more deep breath. This time the relaxation should be total. Now tense your feet. Your feet alone. Tense, tense, tense. Relax. Tense your calf muscles. Calf muscles only. Above your ankle. Below the knee. Tense, tense, tense. Relax. Now tense your thigh muscles. Tense, tense, tense. And relax. Your hip and stomach muscles. Tense, tense, tense. And relax. Now tense the muscles on your chest. Shoulders on your back. Tense, tense, tense. Hold the tension. And relax. Tense both your arms. Tense, tense. Make a fist and create tension. Tense, tense, and relax. Tense your neck muscles. Tense, 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 and relax. Tense the muscles on your face and the back of your head. Make a face and create tension. Tense, 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 and relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax. Feel relaxation is spreading right through your body, from the top of your head down to your toes. Move your attention to the top of your head. Move it to your forehead, to your throat, center of your chest, to your stomach, to the base of your belly, into your thighs, knees, calf muscles, ankle, feet, and toes. Now move it upwards. Feet, ankle, calf muscles, thigh, base of your belly, up further up into the chest, into the throat, face, forehead, top of your head. Forehead, back to your throat, center of your chest, to your stomach, to the base of your belly, into your thighs, knees, calf, ankle, feet, toes. Move it upward. Feet, ankle, calf muscles, thigh, base of your belly, up, further up into the chest, into the throat, face, forehead, top of your head. Naturally, from time to time, the mind will wander, and this is completely fine. What we must do is gently guide the mind back to the breath. Continue the normal breathing. And now we begin to recite the mantra. It is a very gentle mantra. It is called Maha Mantra. Maha means great, so this is the great mantra. I will tell you the meaning and greatness of this mantra later. This mantra has only three names, Hare, Krishna and Rama, combined to give 16 names of the Universal Lord. It combined like this. Please repeat after me. Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pronounce each name correctly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please pronounce each name correctly and hear your voice. While chanting, just focus on your voice and listen to each name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now chant together complete mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now let's sing to the music.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Krishna, Hari Hari, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Hari.